Please Please Me, Ask Me Why, and P.S. I Love You were also included in this, their first album. Also in February 1963, Northern Songs, their British publishing company, is put together by Dick James.
I said, what I would like to do is to set up a company in which they, meaning John and Paul and Brian, you know, whoever they would agree among themselves, they would have 50%, my company would have 50%, we'd have a 50-50 venture in which John and Paul would be signed exclusively to that company so that they would receive their writer's royalties and a percentage, whatever they agreed among themselves, that much percentage of the equity to the extent of 50% shared between them. And I said, I feel that since you're all from the North, perhaps it ought to be called Northern Songs. And before the end of February, we had in fact incorporated Northern Songs, where every song after Please Please Me, they had agreed that I, since I'd done the job, such a fine job on Please Please Me, should always be published by Dick James Music, and it still is today.
On March 9th, the Beatles begin their second nationwide British tour with Tommy Rowe and Chris Montez. By the end of the tour, the four upstarts from Liverpool become the headliners of the show, to the dismay of the two American stars. The touring of Britain was a relief to the Beatles. They'd had enough of Liverpool and were looking for new ground to break. They had felt bored on their last two trips to Hamburg, and so it was a thrill for them to be up with the top names in Britain and America. Please Please Me was replaced in the number one position on the UK charts by their old rival Cliff Richard and the Shadows. Then, ironically, the number that they had turned down, How Do You Do It, replaced Cliff Richard. The song was done by their old Liverpool friends Jerry and the Pacemakers, who were also managed by Brian Epstein. On April 8, 1963, John Charles Julian Lennon is born at the Sefton General Hospital in Liverpool. And on April 12th, the Beatles released their third single on the Parlophone label, From Me to You, backed with Thank You Girl. It was a song that John and Paul composed on the bus during the Helen Shapiro tour. With guitars in hand, they were reading a column in a British pop paper called From Us to You, and the idea developed from it. The lyrics were simple, but the music had that Beatles sparkle and magic with a good musical hook thrown in for good measure.